Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The other day I had someone pose the question in the form of these two ways, okay? They asked whether or not is it possible to manifest happiness all the time, or is it possible for them to be happy all the time? And for me, my answer is, I think happiness is a choice. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know how I operate. But before I get into this episode, let's hop into this intro. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, on this podcast, I talk about raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, changing your habits and your beliefs, and using your imagination to tap into your creativity so that you can change your mindset, so that you can start thinking about things differently, so that you can move differently. Now, let me tell you a little story about myself before we get into this happiness all the time question, okay? People who know me, like grew up with me, seen me, they know that I always have a smile on my face. You know, I keep a smile on my face. You know what I'm saying? You know, I think that a smile sometimes also is a mask. It's a facade. It's, you know, a way to hide your emotions, hide your feelings. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I also think sometimes that the smile on my face is permanently put there to make others feel welcoming, to feel good about themselves, to make myself approachable. You know, I feel like this smile is built in to me, if that makes sense, if that makes any sense, because it's my nature to always smile. So with that being said, as a human being, okay, I don't believe that we all are equipped to feel the emotion of happiness all the time, because we have all of these other emotions that we are wired to feel. So no, I'm not going to sit here and say that you can be happy all the time, but at the same time, I'm not going to put limitations on anyone, okay? So I'm not going to say what's possible or impossible for you to master, all right, or to manifest. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is an emotion. Happiness is an ever-moving target that we are going to constantly hit and miss. It's not something that you just are going to experience all the time. It just don't work like that, because our bodies aren't wired like that, okay? We have this range of emotions for a reason. And we all know that happiness and positivity is possible if you choose to feel that emotion. Our brains are wired to tell us one thing, and then our bodies feel another thing, okay? So when you can align what your brain is thinking and what your body feels, that emotion, that energy in motion, then you can start to manifest what it is that you desire. And if it's happiness that you desire all the time, then the one thing that I would say is to focus on the positive all the time, all right? It is difficult for a person to feel happiness in times of grief. So we have all of these other emotions, right? Fear, guilt, sadness, grief, and everything in between that, okay? Irritation. Those are all emotions that stem from one major emotion, anger, okay? And what I'm saying is, if you choose to experience a positive emotion versus flying off the handle when things don't go your way and losing your shit when things don't go your way, you're putting that emotion out, and therefore that energy and emotion that you're putting out is going to return to you in the same manner. So if you choose to put out a happier emotion, a more positive emotion, if you choose to focus on the best possible outcome all the time, then the results that return to you will most likely be positive versus something negative. So that's why I say happiness is a choice. Your emotions, the way you choose to feel, the way you choose to respond to things, is your choice. So happiness is inevitable because we have all these other a huge range of emotions, but you can choose to hit the bullseye whenever you want to, okay? Because again, happiness is this moving target. Just imagine a target always moving, and you're trying to hit the bullseye, and the bullseye, that big red dot, is your happiness. It's going to always be moving around. That's just the way it is. That's just the way humans in nature are. We're going to be up and we're going to be down. But when you're down, you don't stay down. Okay? That's the thing that you have to remember. When you get down in those lower vibrational feelings, you don't stay there. You feel your shit and you move on. All right? Because I guarantee you that if you start telling yourself, "I feel good," all right, positive things, more positive affirmations and mantras, if you start repeating those things to yourself, you're gonna adopt a more positive mindset that's gonna make you more happier, that's gonna make you do more things that your soul desires. And that is happiness, that is love, all of those higher vibrational feelings. So can a person be happy all the time? I think that's inevitable. You know, I think it's, you know, up and down. It's a roller coaster ride. Happiness is one of those things that you gotta try your best to achieve. Okay? And stop telling yourself that it's hard, that things are hard for you to do and accomplish, because that again is you putting a limitation on yourself, all right, by what you believe. Instead of saying that something is hard, and if you hear things in the background, I'm on the road driving, all right, so embrace the noise as I continue to talk to you all. But tell yourself instead of saying it's hard, saying that I will try my best, okay? Say that you will try your best instead of putting this limitation on yourself and not trying at all, okay? So if you're aiming for happiness, try your best to create moments of happiness in your life. Try your best to create experiences that will make you happy on a day-to-day basis. That's how you manifest happiness. all the time. You try to. You use your willpower, you use your mind, okay? Because sometimes our mind takes over our body in those emotions by the things that we think and the things that we tell ourselves and the things that we believe. Y'all ain't trying to hear what I'm saying for the people in the back. This is why I do this, to help people recognize that you need to change something within you. And if it's your subconscious mind, you need to tap into that and change the way you think and the things that you believe so that you can receive a different outcome, a different response, a different cause and effect, okay? So happiness all the time is possible, and at the same time, it may be inevitable. Okay? Because of who you are and what you choose. Because at the end of the day, and you already know, if you listen to your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, will always tell you what's real. Everything you do in life is your choice. Ain't nobody forcing you. Ain't nobody making you. It is your choice. And it is especially your choice to choose how you feel in every moment, and how you react and how you respond to things. That is your choice. Nobody else's, just yours. So I advise you, if you want to experience happiness on a regular basis, then you choose happiness on a regular basis. The choice is yours. So I just had to get that message out because I thought that was a wonderful question to pose and to ask, because, again, I don't put limitations on other people. I believe that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. So choose to be happy, fam. And I thank you for listening to this podcast. I love you. Follow me on Instagram at Magical Beings, and also follow me on my other page for more enlightened things at the Guiding Light Guru, okay? And have a wonderful Friday. And today, choose to be happy. Be happy with your circumstances. Look for the positive. Expect the best outcome today, because today your girl feels good because it's Friday. And I'm raising levels of consciousness. I'm changing mindsets one episode at a time. And I thank you all for listening. And I hope that you remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings. A single oracle card reading. Excuse me, can't get my words right. On my Etsy shop, I've been doing that for a while now. And I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you.